Now it's time for the weekly sit-down for Inside Ben Davis Basketball with your head coach of the Lady Giants, Coach Joe Lintz, and the boys basketball coach, Mark James. And now, let's start things off with Coach Joe Lintz. And we're back here for Inside Ben Davis Basketball. Corey Clark here with Coach Joe Lintz of the Ben Davis Lady Giants. The record sitting at 8-5. I have Coach here with me. Coach, how are you doing?
Great. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I haven't talked to you since Christmas. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, I did. And you?
I had a good one. It was a long time. And also, I haven't talked to you since you picked up your 50th win here at Ben Davis. So congratulations on that as well.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, I haven't talked to you in a while. So talk about the things you've had. You guys were on a winning streak until you hit Ron Colley, but then you won your recent game. Talk about the streak you guys were on.
Well, we are beginning and are still continuing to kind of put things together a little better. People adjusting more to their roles, people just simply playing better. Defensively, we've gotten better and gained a little bit of confidence. Just things going, you know, the way they should. We're improving, taking better shots, and when you take better shots, you make more shots.
And looking at the beginning of the year, Mino Vaughn and Easter even talked about it. Looking at your bench, we didn't think there was a lot of depth on this team. As the game's gone on and practice gone on, it looks like all the freshmen are starting to sit up and even all the other players trying to step up in the role. Talk about the depth that's starting to gain on the bench coming into the game.
We really are beginning to get a lot more depth as the season's gone on. A.D. Hopper has stepped up and begun to play really well coming in for us on the bench. Nia Clark and Makia Keith have provided us some valuable minutes to give our wing and point position players some much-needed rest at times. And we've just been able to, you know, develop a little bit more here and there and get more out of different people. And, basically, you know, like you should, as the season goes on, we're getting better.
Every basketball team has that one spark player, though. It seems like every time when you guys go down, you start to slow down a little bit. Erin Young always seems to make a play for you guys. She's some people call her crazy, but I like her. She's real good at basketball. She brings that crazy spark. Talk about the leadership role she brings to this team as well, and she's only a junior.
The leadership role she brings, of course, is most, if you know Chicken, and that's what they call her, Chicken.
I wasn't going to say it, but you
yeah,
can say
okay.
it.
Okay. If you know her, then you know that she's not especially vocal, but she hustles all the time. She's always getting after it, and she's this year developed much better at taking the ball to the rim. In her past, she seemed kind of content to hang outside and shoot threes, and you know when you miss threes, that's usually the end of it. So now she's getting inside, making cuts inside, going to the rim, making more shots, and getting fouled. So she's shooting a lot more free throws, scoring a lot more points. She's our leading scorer at 15.1, I believe, is her average.
Yeah, that's what you have here. She's a very good player. Sometimes I bite my tongue when she shoots that three ball, but when she drives to the bucket, I always have faith she's going to try and drive and make it. Another stat line over here, let's look at it. Shelly Daniels, I mean, from just watching, but looking at the stat sheet for the first time, her rebounding has gotten a lot better. She's attacking the boards. She has 81 total rebounds, and the next one closest to her is 63. Talk about Shelly Daniels and her rebounding.
Shelly's a beast on the boards. She gets after it. She knows she blocks out. She goes hard to the boards. You know, the world is full of people that can rebound the ball that comes straight down to you. Good rebounders are the ones that go after it. They go to their right, go to their left, move into the basket to get a rebound. And Shelly's become that kind of person. That kind of player, and boy, that's just so huge to us.
Yeah, sounds like it. All right, before I let you go, Coach, we got to talk about the game. You do play this Thursday against Decatur Central, but let's talk about the game this Saturday. Pike Red Devils, of course, your biggest rival in Ben Davis, people can call it, or you can go Warren, but I mean, Pike's a good school. Talk about the game plan you're going to have to bring into the Pike Red Devils and go in and get a victory out of there.
I will. I'd rather talk about Decatur first. People look at Decatur, and we cannot afford to overlook them. All right, we can't afford to play badly now. We have to step up and be aggressive and take the game to them and play the best of our ability. That'll be our best preparation for Pike. Now, as far as Pike goes, they are loaded with very athletic, talented players. Brittany Ward, an Indiana All-Star candidate, maybe even a Miss Basketball candidate. She's quite a player and has been for us ever since she was a freshman. She's going to be a load. Pike likes to up-tempo. They are at their best when they really get after it up and down the floor, make it an 84-foot game, and they sub a lot to help bring that about. We're going to obviously have to try to slow that down, but the challenge in that is that our game tends to be up-tempo, and we don't want to start doing something totally opposite of what we've been doing all season, or we won't be very good at it.
Yeah, going into – Coach Dixon always tells us pregame, you have that one key thing you want to work on the most in practice. Going into the games this week, what's the one big thing you guys need to work on and get better at?
Executing offense, getting good shots. We need to keep them – I'm there's not just one thing. I started going down my list. Blocking out and rebounding. We've got to be able to dominate the boards. And if we can dominate the boards and defensively keep them outside – And not being able to attack the rim, we could be in real good shape.
All right, Coach, you got a big game this weekend. Good luck.
Thank you.
Corey also sat down with Coach Mark James of the Ben Davis Giants as he previewed tonight's big game against Warren Central.
Inside Ben Davis basketball, I have Coach James here of the Ben Davis Giants. They're coming off a four-game winning streak. They just knocked off their county foes in Brebeuf last night. Coach, how are you doing?
Just fine.
Coach, you got a big win last night over Buff. Just, we were just talking about the game just a little bit ago. Why don't you talk about the matchup you had? You guys only won by two, but it was a hard, tough game by Buff.
Well, we knew it would be. Their coach does a really nice – we're a man-to-man team. We don't zone defense very well, and so we knew we was playing to their strength. They did a lot of things on offense that are hard to guard. I call it multitasking. You have to cover one type of screen, and then the guy you're guarding, what you're helping at the basket, is setting another screen right away. And that creates real problems for us. We were up 9, I think, twice in the game. Thought we were playing really well. And then, you know how it goes. The guy travels, guy hits a 3. They hit a couple threes on you, and now it's a 3-point game. That happened to us twice during the game, and it happened to us right at the end of the game. So we're very fortunate to win. We're glad we won. I thought our kids played really, really hard. It was a good team effort for them.
Now, before we talk about the semifinal matchup against Pike, I'm going to talk about something similar. You've been without Brendan Gillis for a few games now. It started off with Brennan. It looked like the team didn't know how to play about Brennan, but now they're getting better and better. Talk about how this team has improved about Brennan on the court.
Well, I think we've had a lot of kids that have had an opportunity to play that normally maybe not would have played as much. And they've picked it up, done a really nice job for us. It's sort of like our team sort of grouped together a little bit whenever Brennan went out, and the family got a little bit tighter, and we started paying more attention to details, which we had to do, I think, to survive. But, you know, it's hard to bring a kid back in that's been out this long. The chemistry is pretty good right now. So you just got to sort of wait and see. We don't know when he's going to be back for sure. The doctors have released him to us, Mr. Lahr, basically. If he has swelling tonight after practice, he won't play. If there's swelling or bleeding, they're not going to let him play where they put the plates in at. So we don't know. You know, we're sort of like day-to-day, game-to-game on this thing. They let him warm up last night, and he had blood on his finger. And it swelled up a little bit. So if it swells, he won't play definitely. So we're not going to take a chance on – it's more important for him to play for March than tonight. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So we don't want to mess him up. We want him to be able to do what he can do and that thing. So we'll just wait and see. We've got another kid that got hurt. Harper kid got hurt last night. He's at the hospital right now getting x-rays. So we're in a real limbo right here, not knowing exactly what bodies we're going to have going into the semifinals of the county.
All right, well, as a head coach, how tough is it to bring your star player like Brennan Gillis back on the floor, even though the chemistry is so good with the other players?
You know, I don't know. I've never done this before. I've coached a long time. I've never had my best player out in about 30-some years of coaching.
Really?
I've never experienced any. I'd never had my best player foul out of a sectional final until I got here. So I've sort of been snake bit on that kind of stuff. But
welcome to Ben Davis.
No, I don't know. I don't know what the I don't know how we'll do that. He's a great kid, and the kids we have on the team are really good kids, and I'm sure everybody will accept whatever. Well, hopefully, everybody will accept whatever roles we put them in.
All right, now you have the semifinal matchup on Friday night against the Warren Central Warriors. You already beat them earlier in the year, 66-60. The score doesn't indicate how close it was because it was really a great game played by you guys. They came back in it closer. Talk about the Warren Central Warriors and what you have to do.
They have some really good players. They're very athletic, not real big. They have a couple kids that can flat out shoot at one guard, got 33 on us, so he'll be a concern going in. The other guard, I think both their guards together combined for 21 and 23 at the free throw line. So we definitely want to be concerned with free throws. We don't want to get in a position where they're scoring when the clock's not running against us. We think we have an advantage inside. I'm sure they feel they have an advantage outside, so it's going to be same old, same old. It's going to be just fighting to get the ball down the top of the key and then playing from top of the key down if we can get down there. Our defense will be huge. We have to make sure we're aware of their best players and box out. They're a very good rebounding team. They've beaten some really good teams. Lawrence North's a really quality team they've beaten. They've They played us to just a possession or two. I mean, they haven't got blown out. They play a style of basketball that they're very patient. I think we charted last night watching film on them. They would go 1 and 1.5 minute possessions against us last time before they'd even shoot. I mean, long possessions, low scoring games, probably defensive games, what we're about to see. Everybody always blames us for that. And lots of times we're not causing that. If people would chart the games, they'd see it's the other team that's throwing a lot of passes. And so, you know, I think that that'll be a big thing, is we have to show a lot of discipline and patience on defense against them and make sure we wrap up possessions and obviously not turn it over. So our keys will be not turn the ball over, out-rebound them, play great defense, and make sure that we shoot more free throws than they do. If we can do those things, I think we have a good chance to win.
All right. Well, Coach, if you win Friday, you play Saturday in the Marion County Championship game. Hopefully you come away with victory. Good luck.
Yeah, we just sort of go 1 minute, one possession at a time right now. Can't go too far ahead.
All right. Well, thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Bud.
And that'll wrap up another edition of Inside Ben Davis Basketball. Just stay tuned. Around the corner, the Ben Davis Giants will be taking on the Warren Central Warriors live from the Marion County Tournament Semifinals. That's coming up at 6 o'clock here on Giant 90.9, your station for variety and Ben Davis Basketball.